Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, I'm Hort Week Editor Matt Appleby, and today I'm with Sam Rivers of ICL, and we're going to talk about Lalgard. So welcome, Sam. How's it going?
I'm keeping well, Matthew. Glad to be back on the podcast.
Oh, great to have you. So Lalgard, what is it?
So Lalgard is our new biological insecticide, and it can be incorporated into growing media for control of the very notorious black vine weevil. So Metarhizium bruneum is the active ingredient in this product. And one of the main benefits is that it's like one of the only vine weevil control products that's growing media incorporated, meaning it will save time regarding application as it's now pre-mixed into our bespoke growing media mixes at the ICL Levington Advance factory.
Vine weevil control, brilliant. That is good news. So how well is it suited for that, for controlling the vine weevil?
So it's really well suited as a biopesticide because it doesn't need to be ingested like viruses or bacteria to be effective. One of the considerations is temperature, which we can cover a little bit later. But it's also got really good compatibility with existing plant protection products for vine weevil control, such as, you know, the ICL's Seeker nematode range. So it helps form a really robust vine weevil IPM program.
Brilliant. So how does it infect the vine weevil? What does it do?
So these Metarhizium bruneum spores in Lalgard, that's what infects the vine weevil. So the Metarhizium spores, they're loaded onto a rice-based carrier, and the mixing process, you know, when it's added into the hoppers up at our factory, it's mixed, and this helps release the spores from this rice carrier and then evenly distributes them throughout the growing media. And there's generally six stages to the infection process. So the first stage is adhesion. So the spores stick to the insect. And then the second stage is germination. Now, the really important thing to consider here is that germination doesn't happen at lower temperatures. Like the optimum range for germination is between 15 and 30 degrees. But we do see levels, you know, from 10 degrees onwards. So once it's germinated, it then does this appressorium formation. So it grows, and then it penetrates. The next stage is penetration into the insect, and then it colonizes it, consumes it from the inside out. So it ultimately kills it at this stage. And once it's done its job there, it then extrudes and sporulates, and then repopulates the growing media as well. So like I said, the spores, you know, they can adhere to the vine weevil larvae, but they won't germinate until the conditions are correct. But the spores will stay viable for up to 12 months. So they can stick to, you know, the vine weevil at kind of in cooler temperatures. But at the optimal temperatures, it takes only 3 to 7 days to kill. Once the insect is exposed, it's a really good level of control. And of course, it's slightly slower outside of this range.
Okay, I've got a few more questions. What sort of crops can you use it on, and what's the rate of use?
It can be used in a variety of crops. Predominantly, we're focusing on ornamental horticulture. And there's a lot of emus as well in place for this product for different pests. But the focus for ICL is ornamental horticulture. Now, as we're pre-mixing this in at the factory, we use a kind of standard rate. It's 500 grams per cubic meter. And this rate's been, you know, it's on the label and it's proven to give the highest level of control.
Okay. And can you use it within an IPM plan?
Absolutely. I think we've done a lot of work on how existing products that are used in, you know, vine weevil programs, you know, the compatibility of these products and how it works with Flowerguard. So we know it has really good compatibility with many fungicides and beneficials. So, yeah, I think I mentioned earlier that Flowerguard is compatible with our like Seeker nematode range for vine weevil control. So utilizing a combination of these products can yield very good levels of control. You know, the nematodes are slightly more involved in the application, whereas Flowerguard, it's pre-mixed. You don't have to worry about, you know, the application level. It's just, you know, temperature. But, you know, as always, if any grower listening to this is wanting to use this and they have products that they're uncertain of, you know, speak to your local ICL area sales manager, and we can offer as much advice as necessary here.
That's good news. Now, just looking a bit more broadly, can you tell me a bit more about the dreaded vine weevil and why it's so important to control it?
Yeah, I mean, the vine weevil doesn't really need any introduction. It's a very notorious pest and very serious. And some of the data we've seen is it caused losses of over 40 million to the UK horticulture industry and 4 billion worldwide. And this was before some of the products utilized it were withdrawn from the market as well. I mean, ICL used to sell the product Exemplar, which was thioclopride. And this is where these figures had come from. This was 40 million when that product was still available. And that was a very good product for controlling vine weevil, but it was withdrawn because it was a neonicotinoid. There was a lot of issues regarding its use. And that left a bit of a gap in the market. So the only thing available really once exempt was withdrawn was beneficial nematodes. So I'd imagine those figures of 40 million to the UK and 4 billion worldwide it's probably gone up somewhat. A lot of growers I've spoken to, they, you know, utilizing nematodes is not as effective as a chemical, unfortunately. But now we've got this product, Flowerguard, we can really help get that level of control back to a really high level.
What damage do the adults cause?
The adults are not as serious as the larval stage, but they generally cause damage by chewing these characteristic notches along leaf margins. And it causes, you know, aesthetic damage. It can reduce the photosynthetic capability of the plant and reduce its overall plant health. One thing to consider if you're on your nursery and you think you have a problem with vine weevil is that they are nocturnal, so you won't necessarily see the adults during the day. They feed and reproduce mostly at night. So it's worth, if you think you have a problem, going on the nursery at night with a spotlight. Just a little bit about, you know, its life cycle. Adults in an outdoor scenario, they typically emerge in spring, and it depends on the temperature. If it's a really cold spring, that can almost be pushed as late as June sometimes. But if it's a warmer spring, it can be as early as late March. So after about 2 weeks, after emergence, they generally feed for about 2 weeks, and then they begin to lay their eggs. And then the eggs turn into larvae, which is the most destructive stage. But the adults, they're classified as parthenogenic insects, so they don't need to necessarily reproduce to lay eggs, although there has been incidences where they have been shown to reproduce, but it's a sort of a mystery in the entomological world. But a single adult on its own can lay approximately 800 eggs per year, so you can see why this becomes quite a problem quite quickly.
You mentioned larvae, so what about them?
So the larval stage is the most damaging. It's considered the most important stage to control. The larval stage, generally they feed on the roots of infested plants, and if enough damage occurs, the plant ultimately dies. They're often more difficult to monitor because they go undetected because they're hidden in the growing media. So a really good level of trying to combat this pest is building a really robust monitoring program. So understanding if you're growing susceptible species on your nursery, things like heuchras, primulas, cyclamens, euonymus, they absolutely love these plants, but they're quite a generalist pest. So they do feed on a wide variety of different ornamental crops. So understanding what crops are the most susceptible, building a robust monitoring program is really one of the first lines of defense against this pest.
Okay, now can you tell me a bit more about using an IPM plan to control the vine weevil?
Yeah, as I mentioned, Laogard, can be used effectively to control vine weevil, and it can be used throughout the entire production cycle from propagation to final potting as well. It's most effective against the larval stages of vine weevil. There is some evidence and data showing it has an effect on the adults and the pupal stages, but we're really looking at the larval stages here of vine weevil. Because Laogard persists for 1 year, that can give you quite a nice baseline level of control. But as I mentioned earlier, Laogard's only effective when the temperatures allow. So 15 to 30 degrees is really optimal range of temperature to work. But that's where you can utilize other products such as beneficial nematodes. Like I said, we've got the Seeker CT, cold tolerance nematode, which works down to 5 degrees. So where Laogard might not necessarily be working as efficiently at that temperature, you can build your nematode application into a really nice IPM program, especially as we're now going into cooler times of the year, such as October, and autumn, winter's coming around the corner.
Well, we've got a couple of products which can help control vine weevil, but are there any other useful tools to help manage this pest?
So ICL, we've developed a web-based plant health planner. So it's ultimately designed to simplify, plant health programs on UK nurseries. I've been to a lot of nurseries, and some nurseries are really on top of their IPM programs. Others, it's sometimes quite challenging because nurseries are very busy. So we want to try and simplify that for them. Some plans I've seen just written on the back of a bit of paper with tea stains all over it. So we've tried to really simplify it and put it in an online format, so we can go on a week by week basis on how to apply these products and how and when to apply them. So it works really well. We do a visit to the nursery and we go over the existing IPM programs and we try and optimize it as well. It's kind of a consultation phase. We can see how we can improve this IPM program, make sure that it's within the legislation as well, because that becomes quite a challenging thing to figure out as well. For vine weevil, we can add the products like the Laogard in and the beneficial nematodes like the Seeker range too.
That's good news that we don't have to use a back of a tea-stained bit of paper plan anymore. So wrap it up, Sam. Can you sort of conclude it all, put it all together? Where are we at with this?
Yeah, so Laogard, it's now available for the UK and Ireland horticulture industry. So as part of our Levington Advanced Solutions package, we're able to pre-incorporate Laogard into bespoke growing media mixes for use on the nursery, ultimately saving time and helping control a very serious pest. And for any more information about Laogard or any of our other products, please speak to your local ICL technical area sales manager.
Great. Brilliant. All right. Well, thanks a lot for that, Sam. So that was Sam Rivers from ICL talking about Laogard. I'm Matt Appleby from Hort Week. And this has been the Hort Week podcast. Make sure you never miss one. Subscribe to or follow Hort Week podcasts via Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Google Podcasts or your preferred podcast platform. Once again, thanks, Sam, and goodbye till next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.